This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
President Biden cracking down on ocean shipments and the traffic congestion at U.S. ports, making his comments earlier this week at his annual State of the Union address. Here with an update from our nation's capital, National Milk Producers Federation's Chris Galen. Chris?
Yeah, so the State of the Union was interesting from the standpoint that it's happening about 24 months from when the COVID pandemic really hit the U.S. and all the different ramifications of that. And we're still trying to unpack all of those and untangle them. And one of them, almost literally, we have to untangle are these supply chains that have still been affected by the disruptions of the past 2 years. And one of the things that President Biden mentioned on Tuesday night is that he's going to assign some additional help from the Department of Justice to help the Federal Maritime Commission improve the Shipping Act and the conditions under which ocean shippers bring their products to the U.S. and, importantly, take products from the U.S. to customers overseas. As you and I have spoken about several times in the past year, that's one of the big headaches that the dairy industry and other ag exporters are continuing to face, and that is not enough available shipment containers and ships themselves leaving ports, particularly on the West Coast, to go to customers in the Pacific Rim. And there's not any quick solutions to that, but thankfully the president did acknowledge that there's some additional things that could be done from a legal and policy standpoint to try to get more teeth in the regulations that govern these foreign shippers.
So really, it sounds like these vessel owners aren't playing by the rules, and this Shipping Act is finally going to be enforced.
Some of the issue is just pure economics, that it's cheaper for ships when they come to places like Los Angeles or Oakland to turn around and return empty to China and other Asian countries, as opposed to waiting to be loaded with products from the U.S. But some of that is a choice made by these shipping companies. And if there's anything else that can be done to compel them to load up U.S. exports and return across the Pacific to those customers and consumers in Asia, that's what we need to have happen. So we were encouraged that the president singled that issue out during his talk on Tuesday night.
President also addressing the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the war there. And we keep hearing about Ukraine and how rich they are in commodities and agriculture. And how does this really affect us here in the States in the dairy industry?
Yeah, so this is one of those things that even if the fighting is resolved one way or the other here at some point in the spring, the ramifications for keeping Russia's economy separate and apart from the rest of the world and cutting off ties to the Russian economy and potentially Ukraine as well, that's going to have long-term implications, particularly in agriculture. Both those countries are major producers of wheat. They also produce a lot of corn and sunflowers and sunflower oil. So those things are going to go up in price. We've certainly seen that reflected in the commodity prices here in recent weeks. And then there's also the potential to have impacts on fertilizer availability because, as we all know, Russia is a major producer of oil and gas, which are the feedstocks behind a lot of our fertilizers. So this is one of those situations where there really isn't a precedent for the implications of this in the last 30 years. I mean, we've been enjoying the fruits of the end of the Cold War since 1991, and those days are gone, at least for the foreseeable future. And so there's going to be consequences, particularly as the U.S. retaliates with these economic sanctions, as are most other countries around the world. And in the short term, at least, we know that it's going to mean higher prices for some key commodities that affect agriculture. You know, the good news is that in the U.S., we still grow a lot of corn, soybeans, alfalfa, which are the key feedstocks for our cattle population. But certainly there's going to be a lot of pricing pressure, as there was already before the war broke out, on some key commodities affecting agriculture. And that's just something we're going to have to continue to watch.
Thanks for the update, Chris. Chris Galen is Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.
Coming up tomorrow, it's our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. And for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.